Well, now, it's back barely in the far southeast corner of the state in southern McCurtain County. We saw it go to abnormally dry last week in the U.S. Drought Monitor report, which is not a drought category, but this week with continued lack of rainfall and also extreme temperatures down in that area, we went ahead and bumped that up to a moderate drought, which is the lowest drought category. But then we also expanded the abnormally dry category up into much farther into southeastern Oklahoma. So this is a drought that's spreading up from the southern Arklatex region. It's just part of a larger pattern of a lack of rainfall. And if we look over the last 30 days, we see that, you know, far southern southeastern Oklahoma have received, in some cases, no rainfall, and in general, less than a quarter of inch rainfall, while other parts of the state, scattered about, have seen 2 to as much as 8 inches of rainfall out in the panhandle.
Yeah, typically the drought is, at least over the last couple of years, has been way out in the southwestern part of the state, so this is kind of unusual, at least over the pattern that we've seen in the past year, isn't it, for it to be down in the southeast corner?
Yeah, it is, and of course we would expect southeastern Oklahoma to be the wettest part of the state. Now, it is the wet season out in the panhandle, but I don't think those folks would have expected 8 inches of rainfall. That's nearly a quarter of their, or even almost a half of their yearly annual total rainfall. But we do see, though, some dryness starting to encroach up into southwestern Oklahoma as well. So after all that rain that we had from mid-April through basically all of June and then through halfway through July, some of those areas are starting to get a little bit dry again. We're getting a little bit concerned. Far southeastern Oklahoma, where they received no rainfall for so long, we went ahead and pulled the trigger down there.
So can you answer this? If it were in the southwest corner, obviously, we know that it would start to having an impact on, let's say, wheat planting, you know, some of the crops and things like that. The southeastern part of the state, typically we don't associate with some of the agricultural crops like that. It's more forestry. So are we seeing any kind of significant damage because of the dryness there?
There is some vegetative damage. Now they do have a pasture down there and raise cattle and things of that nature. So, when we start to see the yellowing and the browning of the vegetation, we get a little concerned. So it's not, we wouldn't probably call it an agricultural drought right now. It's more of a meteorological drought with some vegetative damage. But it's enough to trigger the moderate drought category. Yeah, especially if it was over across western Oklahoma and in the other parts, if we saw this type of damage, we would be more concerned about agriculture than we are possibly about the forestry and maybe even tourism.